This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Here we go into a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts from Talkers Magazine, the focus of our conversation. Broadcast professionals every week at this time together to discuss the top 10. I'll go through them and the people as well as I'm able, because there are other folks in the focus here. And they include, but not limited to, the number of people who may show up. We always have surprises. No prizes, but surprises. For those of you listening, want to get a really kind of a focus. What do people like Jennifer Horn, who's a broadcast professional, say about the issues of the week? And Victoria Keenan, both part of the DJV gang, part of the Doug Steffen experience. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, who has had something to say for a long time. Some of it.
Yeah.
Some of it more productive than others.
Right.
And then there's Joe Crummy, the evil guy with evil thoughts. So I wanted to know what the Bible said about evil thoughts. Matthew 15, verse 19. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts. I wonder if that's where you got your inspiration, because so many people seem to be getting their inspiration from reading the Bible or the Quran or the Torah or whatever. So, Joe, did you get inspired by reading Matthew 15, verse 19?
You caught me.
Really?
Coffee. Yeah, I did. I'll say yes on that.
Right. Okay. And that. I wonder about that in terms of, we look at the aftermath of some of these things that have happened this past week, Charlottesville and Barcelona, and we go back and forth on this, and a lot of people do attribute it to religion. As a matter of fact, I think most of us would say that the major ills in the world come from a misinterpretation, reinterpretation of what various either biblical or historical religious things say. That's the motivation. So is there a fix to that? Jennifer, what do you say?
I don't know if there's a fix to that. I mean, people's religion is one of the most highly, most high personal thing that you can address with someone. I do think when it comes to terror, and we've talked about this before, I think we have to understand who the enemy is. And when it comes to terror like we saw in Spain, and maybe even terror that we saw in Charlottesville, because I think that was domestic terrorism as well, we look at the ideology. What causes this? And in the case of Spain, it's my belief that these people it's almost impossible to stop them because they're acting in the name of their God. They think that they are going after an evil. And what is higher? It's not going to be you, Doug, or the police, or even Joe Crummy, which is amazing because he's pretty high up there.
Because I deserve it, right?
But that these guys are going to be dissuaded because they're operating in the name of their Lord, and that's a really hard thing. Until you start going after the ideology and treating it like communism, like Reagan did with communism, you really can't stamp this stuff out. It's going to continue to happen unless you tackle the ideology.
Yeah, but that said, a lot of the people that these ISIS and Al-Qaeda recruit are people who have nothing and are looking for a little something better, be it financially, a home, a job.
They're going to be given a place in heaven that they will be a hero.
They don't see it as evil. They're striking a blow for the good guys. We don't recognize that as good.
Yeah, but we also saw, what is it, four or five of the 19 terrorists who flew the planes in Vegas boozing and gambling it up like a week before. Yeah, so I don't know that I 100% believe that all of them. I'm sure there a good percentage of them do it for that reason, for religious purposes. But I think a lot of them are just hoodlums and thugs.
Yeah, I agree with Rich on that. I think there is a generational thing too. I mean, these are young guys. I think that there's some attention seeking as well. I mean, there's just I do agree that there are a big percentage of people who truly believe in those religious values, if you want to call them that. But I also think that I totally agree, Rich. I think there's something else going on with that
so
as well.
So if that's true, if what you guys are saying is true, then do you think it's possible that a person who is willing to leave their family, their life, and strap explosives to their back can be convinced not to do that?
I think if you offer them something better, yeah.
In some cases.
In some cases, yeah.
How do you,
in
how
some
do you
cases,
offer?
I think that they see no future for themselves and
right.
that this is a horrible life. What have I got to live for?
Right.
I might as well go out some kind of hero.
Hmm. So then there's the, this is the sickest part of this whole thing. We somehow have to lighten this up a little bit. So I call your attention, for those who haven't seen the movie The Big Sick, have you all seen that movie?
No.
No, okay.
No.
There's a line in The Big Sick. This is the story, it's a true story about a Muslim from either India or Pakistan who falls in love with a white American Christian. His family is trying to get him married off to somebody from Pakistan. He is wanting none of it. But when he's introduced to one of the families and he's confronted with being a Muslim and they start quizzing him on September 11th, he says, yeah, we lost 19 of our best guys that day. And the way that it is put forth is funny. It actually is. The way that it comes out is actually amusing. But you have to see it. But you see taken out of context, if you listen to that and hear
right.
it, like you groan, oh my God, can you believe he just said that? Well, you know, there are all different kinds of ways of hearing the same thing or reading the same thing. That's why I go back to the Bible or any of these other
or
things
Donald
that we were
Trump.
Talking about. Yeah. Listen to
How
him.
How many
in
different
the
ways
way.
Can you take any
yeah.
any circumstance or any statement that he makes?
Yeah. Twist it and turn it around. All
well,
right.
People see it in many different ways.
Yep. All right. So this is a good start on the conversation, the stories. We've sort of not taken them in order. Barcelona's number 7 this week in the countdown. Charlottesville, the aftermath of it, number 1. But there are other things in here that will attract our attention, I'm sure, as we get to them. 13 past the hour, the review of the hot hits in talk radio from professional broadcasters, professional talk people. Here's the story of a remarkable product that all of you will be interested in from a company called Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. This is an amazing product. That's even an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables per capsule per day. This is a capsule. This is a supplement. Costs you 22 cents per capsule to have 9 to 11 servings of veggies and fruits. Can you imagine that? Think about what it costs you to buy all of this in the grocery store, or as I love to say, Jennifer, the food store. The Balance of Nature's fruit and veggies help boost the immune system. Wow. If you take these every single day and then get an evaluation, a blood test, if you will, most people show improvement up to 700% in the functioning of their immune system. Stands to reason. Best thing for your immune system are fruits and vegetables. So if you want to take it the easy way and give yourself better overall health, check out all of the testimonials at balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. You need this product. You want this product. You've got to have this product in your life. So order now at 800-246-8751. You like that number, Richie? 800-246-8751. Or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure, though, when you order that you get a discount by using the promo code GOODDAY for a special discount, okay? It's a special deal for special people. 800-246-8751 or online at nature.com. Use the promo code GOODDAY.
To get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Our bodies are home to billions of microorganisms, some good, some not so good. Scientists call these internal ecosystems the human microbiome, and they're working to understand how gut bacteria play a role in health and disease.
We see these changes in diseases like inflammatory bowel disease, which affects the gut, but also in diseases like obesity, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, you name it, and there's been changes in the gut bacteria seen in these diseases.
Dr. Perna Kashyap says sequencing bacteria is helping researchers understand the role that gut bacteria plays in our overall health.
In some of these diseases, we don't even know if the biome is just an innocent bystander or it in fact mediates the disease. But potentially, if we can find a link, we could potentially reverse that.
The human microbiome may hold the key to the next generation of therapies to treat human disease. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, a hot hit overview, top 10 items. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Number 10, the NFL preseason sports talk radio. Major League Baseball is damn Dodgers. Who cares about that?
What?
Oh,
come
what?
On.
Those are fighting words.
Hey, let's talk about the Yankees. Four in a row over the Mets. Let's talk about it. No, yeah. Let's spend the rest of the
while. You live in Los Angeles. Jennifer lives in Los Angeles, but Jennifer is a Dodger homie. And what are you, Joe? Are you,
you can take the boy out of New York, but you know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm really hoping for, though, is a Yankee-Dodger World Series. I mean, that would
that's
be
that's a classic.
Fun.
That's
what we need.
Too bad the Nats will be there instead of your Dodgers.
Are they still playing the Nats? They're still playing?
Yeah. Richie's from Washington Nationals, yeah.
Victoria, I'm sorry, only you the have best, a the best record dog. In baseball history. No big deal. You know,
not right. You have a dog in this fight, Victoria?
No, I'm not a baseball fan.
Yeah, but somebody said best record in baseball history. Hello, yeah. Yankees.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen in a matter of weeks.
In 21-2017.
Crash and burn, baby.
24-24. What's that song?
In the year 25-25.
That's it.
Victoria's the one Dodgers of mine. You're one of mine. Come on, Victoria. You got the hat because you thought it was.
Oh, I have the Dodger hat. I totally is. You guys are definitely
on my side.
Yep, best colors, best logo. I'm totally on Jen's side.
Who's the number one logo, please? Please.
Number 9 on the countdown this week is the Taylor Swift trial, otherwise known as grab your butt when you can, or grab somebody else's butt if you can't grab your own. So is this guy just a drunk? He says he doesn't remember anything.
Yes.
He got fired. Is it a tough row for him? He'll never get another job.
Nope. You got to pay her a dollar. That's what that was. Did you realize that's what he want? That she got? She got him to pay her a dollar.
Well, but use it as a forum for any number of things. Is she a little short on attention lately? Or is this guy just a pig? Where does it all come down? I think that's.
And his girlfriend was in the photo, right? And she was cute. Am I right?
I didn't see her.
Mahler's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't she in the shot?
She was right in the shot,
yes. Was she in the shot? Yeah.
Really?
Maybe he just missed. Maybe he was grabbing for her and he missed and got there.
He was. I would have said that. I missed. I was grabbing for my girlfriend and I just kind of hit you by mistake, sweetie. I didn't know. It feels very well. I won't say anything.
Well, in the picture, if you look at it, Taylor Swift is definitely, you can see her body language is very awkward and she's really leaning into the girlfriend, even though, you know, Mueller's on the other side of her.
Mm-mm. Well, how is it that people in radio are that stupid that when it comes to a big, important personal appearance like that, you get yourself drunk? That's enough to fire him right there.
Because it's Denver.
Bad judgment.
Huh? They're big stars.
Yeah, it's Denver. He's a big star. Taylor Swift. You're backstage.
He's drunk.
You have VIP passes.
He's the guy who's supposed to be hosting it.
I'm just looking at the picture. Yeah, there's no way that he's not grabbing her.
Right.
There you go.
I mean, you look at the
dollar, please.
Rich.
Yeah.
21 past the hour as you listen to this review of this week's charts from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour. I'm Jeff Stephan, along with Victoria Keith and Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy, who does Evil Thoughts on iTunes. If you go to itunes.apple.com/US/podcast/Evil Thoughts, you probably can get there easier than that, but I just thought... It's kind of cool looking at all of those forward slashes. Just go to Evil Thoughts by Joe Crummy, and you will find where his heart is, where his head is, and maybe you'll overcome some of your evil thoughts by listening to some of his. How about that? Podcast every day. Whether there's...
That is awesome.
You're clapping for yourself? Is that what that is? Clapping for himself?
Well, I'm clapping for the world, but I'm just saying thank you. Check is in the mail.
Okay. Sorry. You don't have to send me a check. Just stay true to yourself. Be true to your school.
Thank you.
Get to the Beach Boys. Okay, now number 8 on our list of hot hits this week from Talkers Magazine, a discussion of sanctuary cities. I can lead off here. It's very interesting how there are large cities and small cities and people, probably depending on where you live, in most communities that want to think, depending on how many immigrants there are, how many folks from South America especially. I don't find Asians talking about this, and I don't find anybody other than those who are coming from south of the border talking about having sanctuary cities. A lot of Brazilians live in my hometown, and there are several prominent candidates for city council who are extolling the value and virtue of making Framingham, Mass., my hometown, a sanctuary city, which I find nauseous, even though... In this age of intolerance, there are those who would say that we need to be inclusive. We need to allow these people to find their way. We need to help them. I'm not going to beg off of that. I think there's something to be said for giving, what is the expression, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses.
How much you paying, though, Doug? How much you paying in Framingham? I know you know the number. What is it?
What, taxes?
Well, you were. I was listening to you a couple of months ago, and you were talking about what they said to the Framingham City Council with regard to the budget.
Oh, yeah. They set aside $30,000 for something, and I'm trying to remember what it was because that was months ago. But yeah, there was an item in the budget that we discussed. Town. We were a town. We're going to become a city as of January 1st. And I'm a town meeting member, so remember the discussion in town meeting of the budget and what a lot of hoopla it created. But when things like the Charlottesville thing happened, and we've had vigils in this town, I think, almost every night since this took place. And there have been a lot of towns that have had vigils very frequently. Richie, you're from suburban Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Seen any vigil
Washington,
down there?
Yeah. You don't go 5 minutes without some kind of vigil going on somewhere.
How about New York, Victoria? You got a lot of vigils in New York?
I've heard about them. I haven't seen them. But, yeah, I mean, there's always something going on in New York, protests or marches or whatever.
Yeah.
So
most of my vigils right now are outside the Trump Hotel just yelling obscenities at him. At a building.
At a building.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Trump was in town here, his first trip back to Trump Tower, and that shut down. I mean, they had so many people, they literally had to close Fifth Avenue down at night. There were no cars allowed, and no people were allowed to walk anywhere near it. So it's
What's
been very
chaotic.
What's
the point of all of this, really?
What's the point
of what?
Protesting?
Fighting hate with hate?
Yeah. Thank you. Fighting, it's like we got to bring peace to the world, so we'll go to war to get peace.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same. The people who want to have tolerance are the most intolerant. Some of them, the whole business of...
It's just a lot of anger.
It's so frustrating. Yeah, because there is so much anger, and it leads to the end of tolerance. We are very intolerant, I think. No, you think we're... We become pretty intolerant. We're supposed to have freedom of speech, and then we reflect on what people say. But it's just all of this stuff is woof.
You know, there was a...
Hold on to that thought, Joe. It's 28 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. The information provided by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You go to Talkers.com for Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, a review of the list every week, the stories that are hot with regard to your favorite hosts and what's going on in the business. And by the way, you can listen to a podcast of this program by going to blogtalkradio.com/talkradiocountdownshow. Right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
blogtalkradio.com/talkradiocountdownshow. Any time of the day or night, you can catch up on what's going on. If you can't hear all of the program as we do it, this is the way of the world. So we are joining the fold of the progressives, or maybe the survivalists.
Well, no. This is a very, we would say, tolerant podcast, and you better listen to it.
Yeah, right. Or else.
Or you're not tolerant.
You can find it on iTunes, where you can find evil thoughts as well. But they're nowhere. We're not associating. I put the evil thoughts are way over here, and Talk Radio Countdown Show is way over there. All right. So Joe Crummy is here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. We are at number seven. I don't know what we say about the Barcelona thing. Victoria said earlier on the DJV show, what is there to say? And I second that. I mean, we can talk about this stuff until you're blue in the face. Talking, what is the old expression, talk is cheap, actions. But even then, how do you counter this sort of stuff? People say, we're going to defeat terrorism. How are you going to do that? How are you going to defeat?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. This morning I was listening to the Spaniards sing in defiance and response to the attacks. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, I wonder what ISIS, when they're sitting there watching the news on CNN International or whatever it is, and they see these people all together, thousands of them singing to basically give you an up yours, I wonder what they think when they see that. Oh, do they think they've won? Do they not care if they see these people? Like, it really kind of, whenever one of these attacks happens, really what it does is it pulls us together for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it creates more laws that kind of tear us apart. But I wonder if they think they've won when they see us band together and just disgust at you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's hard to understand how they think because they don't think in a Western way.
Right, that's why I was saying I wondered basically what they were thinking because you don't know because they're wacky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look at the huge response that the Manchester attack had. I mean, that not only turned into people spontaneously breaking into song on the streets of Manchester and in London and around the world showing solidarity, but then that huge concert that was streamed all around the world and all the money it raised. I mean, it was just something so positive that came out of something so negative. And I don't know.
No, it doesn't last. September 11th.
I want to feel the same way you guys do. I want to feel that way, but I don't think they look at it that way at all. And I remember after Manchester, Victoria, the media was going, oh, we just have to get used to this. And I think they hear that, and they love that stuff. And
well, the news media is an unindicted co-conspirator in all this. It makes it much, much worse. All of the, you know, these things have been going on since the beginning of time. And now we've become the part of it is technology, part of it is what
social media, 24-hour cable news.
Media,
but do you think if the news media never covered any of those things, do you think it would? I mean, it would still be happening.
No, it wouldn't. Not to the extent that it does.
I'm not sure I agree.
People would still be driving vans into crowds. That seems to be their new thing. But
it gets more action.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, the thing about Barcelona, not to change the thing, because, Doug, you were saying, you know, what do you say about it? The only thing I would say is they have five suspects killed already, three others arrested. That's 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, they never get away. They always get caught and killed.
But they don't care. That's kind of the whole deal.
But look how many guys. I mean, I'm just saying, look, it's a pretty big ring.
And it's never the masterminds who get it. It's always the people that are the underlings who have been convinced that this is the straightest way to get the 72 virgins with Allah, if that's not oversimplifying it. There's other message. I mean, these people have no hope. They come from areas where there's no education, not enough food. These are people ripe for this kind of stuff. The same as with after World War I and the Treaty of Versailles, which basically laid all the tenets for World War II because it, there was no understanding of what was going on in Germany prior to World War I, so they created the same impact. And then who comes along in 1933 but Adolf Hitler? This little guy with a little weenie who had a little message that became bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where now the swastika, I mean, look around today. And that goes to this discussion. I sent you this sort of cartoon picture of how paradoxical the discussion of tolerance is, because we keep asking ourselves the question about whether a tolerant society should tolerate intolerance. And that, you know, the intolerance of the Nazis, do we tolerate that?
I find that statement on this you can Google paradox of tolerance.
Yeah.
And one of the statements, it's a very interesting cartoon about tolerance, but it's a paradox. But unlimited tolerance can lead to the extinction of tolerance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, I've got a good friend, a talk radio guy, who's always been a First Amendment freak, always. I've known this guy for 25 years. Tom Likas. And he was doing on his show yesterday, should we ban Nazis from the United States? And I was going, oh, wow, here we go. That's exactly what you guys are talking about. And this is from a First Amendment freak. That's sort of what's going on right now.
Likas, Likas loves those guys.
I think that with all the Charlottesville thing, it's stirring up a lot of emotions in people.
Yeah.
It seems to be people like to bash the people who are the anti-Nazis and the anti-white supremacists and saying, oh, you know, well, that's the biggest, joke of all. You know, you people claim that you're so tolerant, but you're really not. But that's exactly what this cartoon is saying. You cannot you can't turn a blind eye. You can't stay silent about this kind of stuff. It's you have to stand up for what's right is right.
Yes, but you can't escalate the situation to the point where the other side gets into their car and starts mowing people down. You have to be able to handle it in such a way where you let them know, we will not accept your ideology, and we will not stand here and let you just walk. But you cannot escalate. You have to be smart about it. You can't let people that you disagree with ratchet up their hate to the point where action is taken. You have to just let them know, I will not stand here and let you think this way.
All right. We're going to change the focus for a moment to the future. I have in the studio with me young Miles Stephen Fisher, who is visiting me with my daughter and my son, and he's become a radio star at the age of 2.5. So, Miles, would you like to say hello? First, say hello to Victoria. Can you say hello? You can say hello to everybody if you want. You want to do that? Say hello? He got the headset on, Richie. You should see this.
Hi, Miles.
Take a picture.
Miles, say evil. Try that.
Say hello.
Can you hear? He's hearing all these voices. Look on his face. He doesn't know.
Like, where are the voices coming from?
Thing, where are those voices coming from, Miles?
Who are these people?
What do you think? Who are those people? Huh? Can you hear them? Yeah?
Miles, my name is Santa Claus. What would you like for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas? He's thinking about that. He's confused by all the voices, I think,
yeah,
aren't you?
Too much.
He's used to hearing my voice. All right, you want to say hi, Miles, to everybody? Just say hi.
No.
You know what? All right. He's the future.
He's the future.
Yeah, that's why we're having all these conversations, because of him and those who are like him. All right. Thank you, Miles, for coming to say hello. He didn't quite know what to make, right, Megan, of all those voices? All right, let me give you something you may not know or what to make of this. But these are two quickies that I want you to pay attention to. A couple of quick announcements. First one is for Money Calls $1,000 sweepstakes. This is the only sweepstake opportunity in America. It keeps giving you the chance to win week after week after week after week. Win the $1,000 prize by calling 800-282-2333. Crummy, you got that? 800-282-2333. Call that number and enter as many times as you like. When you call, listen for how you can get a bonus entry to double your chances of winning that $1,000. Call now. Enter to win. Money Call. $1,000 can be yours at 800-282-2333. And the other opportunity, pretty much everybody in the country knows about MyPillow by now, right? Is there anybody that you know, anybody in your circle, who hasn't seen an ad, heard an ad, or thought about buying a MyPillow? Anybody?
It is the most famous pillow
in the world. Is. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Name another pillow.
Right, exactly.
You can't.
You know what? When it comes to pillows, I am proud to be intolerant.
Good for you, Joe. Now, you can get four MyPillows. They're celebrating their return to my broadcast existence by offering listeners to any of my programs a situational, under the circumstances, how can you beat this? Pay for one, get four. One pillow you buy, you get four. So you don't pay for three, you pay for one. That's the message. That's it. MyPillow.com or 800-716-5989, 800-716-5989, or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DS, DS, for Doug Stephan at 800-716-5989. Or MyPillow.com for four pillows. Pay for one, get the other three free at MyPillow.com, code DS. All right, Talk Radio Countdown with the stories. Doug Stephan reviewing the top 10 items from the research done at Talkers Magazine for this past week, the 14th to the 17th, or actually the 18th, middle of August already. Number 10, the usual sports talk action, what's going on in the preseason at the NFL, who's going to be in the playoffs in Major League Baseball, all of that sort of stuff. Taylor Swift at number 9, the trial being over, legal implications or impact of that. Sanctuary Cities discussion continues on how to deal with those cities that want to have people in them and extol the value and virtue of them when the government says, no, they're not supposed to be there. Barcelona terror attack 7, Google and the diversity firing 6, Iran and the nuke deal number 5, North Korea number 4, Manufacturing Council eliminated 3, Confederate statue removals 2, and Charlottesville number 1.
Bluestar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
On the people list from the charts at Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here with a review. I guess it's no surprise at number 10 there ought to be a place for Taylor Swift. And also, she's tied with David Muller, who was the jock that was drunk that felt her butt. That was the whole reason for the trial. James Damore, the fellow who was responsible for the diversity critique at Google, he's at number 9. Vladimir Putin always finds his way into the top 10 one way or another at number 8. So does Kim Jong-un. Is he really changing his stripes or his approach? Time will tell. That's number 7. Lindsey Graham in the 6th position. Stephen Bannon, don't you wish he'd just go away? Number 5. Mitch McConnell. Ah, yes, the old fossil. Number 4. John Kelly is in the 3rd position. Number 2, David Duke. And number 1, Donald Trump. That, you wouldn't expect anything other than that from the review of Conversation Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so we're having a discussion of the items kind of bouncing around a little bit here. Number 5, the Iran nuclear deal. Come on. How much of that conversation are we going to have? And the same old with North Korea. Although things seem to get a little lighter this week as we realize that there really is something else going on. Beside all the stuff the news media is telling us about, look out for Guam and Hawaii and the West Coast. There's really something else going on here. And that's, it isn't to be expected because the news media doesn't give you that side of the story. Number 3, the elimination of the Manufacturing Council advisors to Trump not liking what he's doing. So they hit the road and then they eliminated the council. I don't know. Is that something that was in place with other presidents, or was that something new? Anybody? No, I don't remember.
Other administrations have had various councils
right.
like that, but obviously this one got a lot of attention because they all jumped ship.
Yeah. Well, where'd they come from in the first place would have been the question, I guess, to a point. Number 2, the removal of these Confederate statues. Back to the conversation about tolerance and intolerance and how far do you go. I've never understood, but I'm not a Southerner, so I don't get the anger that is instilled by parents to the next generation, what there is about this. If you're an American, you're an American. That's the way I look at it. That's why I don't like hyphenated terms when it comes to America. You're an American. That's it, in my book. We're all the rest of this stuff goes. I can't imagine there's any need for these damn statues.
You know what I think, and I was thinking about this yesterday, the day before, Doug, to your point about you're an American. You know, I think one thing that's kind of lost on that whole Civil War thing is at the time they looked at it as a fight within the family. Mm. And yeah. even though they were fighting us, they were still us. And I think that's we've lost that part.
Food for thought. Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The power of radio and information presented here with an overview of what's going on in the world of technology. Our special attention goes to the top five items this week from the world of technology through the uncolored glasses of Victoria Keenan. Actually, do you wear glasses at all?
No, I don't.
No. All right, so you don't have any glasses on. Make sure you're wearing them, though, on Monday. That's important. Number five is a focus on Disney that upsets people for, I think, good reason. What's the story?
Absolutely. A class action lawsuit claims that Walt Disney Company has been collecting and sharing personal data from children without their parental consent. The suit was filed by a California woman, and she alleges that 42 of Disney's apps contain embedded software that's designed to collect personal information, and then they, of course, sell it to third parties, which is big, big money. And it's for targeting advertising, essentially. People always want to know, well, what's the third-party information about? Well, it's about advertising. So when you are a kid and you're using these apps and you're linked to your parents' account, the parents will then start to see targeted advertising based on their location and the interest of things that the kid clicks on while using the app. This, of course, is against the law. It's a total violation of an act called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Disney in 2013 had also been through this again, collecting personal IP addresses and then selling them to third parties as well. So this is something that Disney claims they're not doing anything wrong, but it seems that a lot of kids and parents are now discovering that there's some weird stuff going on here. So Disney's going, if they're found guilty, Disney's going to have to pay millions of dollars in restitution for this.
All right, number four on our list of the top five items in the world of technology this week. Your next Uber ride could be very eventful.
Yeah, well, certainly a lot more pampering. Uber has partnered with a new startup company called Cargo, and they're stocking beauty products and snacks for riders, making an Uber service, of course, more convenient and a little bit nicer. It's like a hotel minibar in your Uber. Cargo is a company that supplies convenience items like food, electronics, gum, snacks, candy, and now they're adding beauty products to it, specifically Korean beauty products, which they call K-Beauty. And these are this is sort of the cutting edge of the beauty world now, is all coming from South Korea. And so they're highlighting South Korean beauty products in the cargo-equipped Uber cars. And so all you need to do, not every car will have this box, but you can log onto the Cargo site and request specifically an Uber that has these products. A lot of samples that riders get to try free, which is kind of cool. You get free samples and free food and things like that. And so just check out the Cargo site if you want to book an Uber that has all these perks.
All right, next up, Amazon. There's hardly a week that goes by that you won't find something going on at Amazon of note. So what's this week's deal?
Well, this week is not great news for Amazon. If you search Eclipse glasses, over 10,000 results pop up. But it turns out you have to be very, very careful with the eyewear that you buy for the Eclipse, because it turns out a lot of them are fake. And Amazon deals with fake stuff all the time, fake beauty products, fake iPhone chargers, and now fake Eclipse glasses. The safest thing to do, NASA's really trying to spread the word on this. People don't believe that this is a real issue. It really is. It's not a myth. It's not an old wives' tale. If you stare at the eclipse, you really can do serious damage to your eyes. So NASA is saying, make sure that you only use NASA-approved glasses. There's a 123 with some other numbers on the side of the glasses. That's the code that that lets you know they are verified and they are real. So just be very, very diligent about that.
Yep, good with the old business about a word to the wise is sufficient.
Yeah.
Here's a new STEM program. A lot of people focusing on this as a way to get women involved in careers that they might not otherwise have been. And it's all inspired by that great movie Hidden Figures.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite tech stories of the week. Hidden Figures, of course, was a huge movie success, not only critically acclaimed, but financially it made so much more money than anyone anticipated it would in the box office. And, of course, it tells the very real-life story and a long-ignored story of how three black women changed the course of history. Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson were the three women who worked for NASA, and now the U.S. State Department has created an educational exchange program for women in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and it's inspired by the film. The program's called #HiddenNoMore. And so they're inviting 50 women from across the globe to come to the United States and learn more about this program. And Fox Studios is actually donating $400,000 to it.
Huh. All right, number one, emoji.
It's emoji, and so don't use smiley face emojis in work emails. A new study shows it makes you look less competent.
Right. So look competent.
Don't do it.
You can use emojis, but don't use emojis. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.